Operator.
Lovely haben wir gerade gehört mit Operator, ein Stück aus der aktuellen Debüt-LP Long Way Home, die im März schon erschienen ist. Heute ist die Künstlerin selbst erschienen in Berlin, um einen Auftritt im Berghain zu absolvieren. Das Ding ist schon komplett ausverkauft. Wir haben aber noch ein paar Resttickets, die wir raushauen dürfen im Anschluss unser Gespräch. Und dieses Gespräch wird sich drehen natürlich um die neue Platte nochmal, Long Way Home. Wir reden über ihre Erfahrungen im Live-Bereich, die sich ja jetzt so langsam ansammeln. Es werden ja Auftritte nach Auftritt gespielt. Wir sprechen ein bisschen über Vocal Effects, die sie gerne benutzt und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Holly.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm fine, thank you. It's so good to have you here, finally.
Thank you.
We've never met. We've talked to Mark about your album in March, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And we haven't met. It's a shame. So I'm really happy to meet you, finally.
Oh, thanks.
We've been fans of yours since your first EPs came out. And we're a big fan of your debut LP, Long Way Home. It's a beautiful record. You've done so well with this debut record. And I imagine that it can't be or couldn't have been easy all the way through, because you started the whole thing as a bedroom project and it grew and grew really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in a big studio.
Kind now of, I'm at Berghain.
You knew playing Berghain, right? I mean, this went fast. But how did you avoid being intimidated in the studio when you were recording your first LP? Because it was a huge step from the bedroom into the huge studio, right?
I think it was just taking control of the situation, mm-hmm. and making sure it wasn't too dissimilar from how I started. Mm-hmm. So the priorities was I need a keyboard in front of me and a notepaper, and I'll start from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, technically it was a lot more difficult having so many more choices in a professional studio.
Yeah.
But I think now when you put the songs from the bedroom and the songs from the professional studio side by side, they still kind of go together.
Yeah. So, and that's the basic thing to accomplish that is taking control.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you're working with a producer or something, you always have to keep control over your music. Otherwise, It might sound totally different, and yeah. you might not have to do anything with your basic idea that you once had.
But I always think, like, if it wasn't for you, that music wouldn't even exist. So
yeah.
you
yeah.
should keep that integrity.
Yeah, totally. I love the way that you work with pop moments. You also work with gender-bending vocal effects here and there. I love that a lot because that makes your music ultra-modern to my ears, you know, because it just doesn't care about the gender anymore. It flips between genders. That's what I really love about songs like Falling Short and others. How did you come up with that idea to work with your voice a little bit? Did that effect, did you find out about it when you were working with GarageBand in the very beginning, or did you discover that the effects later on?
Well, when I first started going out when I was about 14, a lot of like house records and disco records, modern ones, used to sample a lot of soul tracks and drop the vocals.
Yes.
So they'd be like, do, 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 do. And I quite like the tone.
Yeah.
And then I thought I could use it to maybe suggest a different point of view or maybe another person within the song. So I quite like how abstract it sounds.
And it's a beautiful way of doing that. I love that on your record. And what I really found out, you know, what I was thinking about right now is the fact that a female vocal that's been dropped down to a frequency where the male vocal would happen normally, it still sounds totally different than a male vocal. There's like a subliminal information hidden in there that makes it different. So it's really a beautiful way of working with vocals that has been around for a few years now, and I'm really appreciating that, and I love the fact that you're using it as well. You work with the Wright MacDonald as a producer. And I've read that you were kind of like watching this guy all the time because you wanted to get into the production side more and you wanted to learn more about Logic, which is a recording software and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like pretty much a co-production.
Yeah.
I brought the ideas and he took them to the next level or showed me how to do it or maybe showed me options or suggestions or alternative ways of doing things.
Yeah.
I owe him for the album.
And then he kind of like enabled you maybe to produce more on your next album. That's your plan. At least I've read about plans to produce more on your own.
Yeah, the next album is probably going to be mostly me.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, cool, he's given me the confidence to be able to do that, I think.
Yeah. And that's the advantage of making music nowadays. I mean, there are a lot of disadvantages. You won't make as much money as you probably would have made when you put out the record like that in the 90s. But at the same time, you're in total control over your stuff. You can basically work on your songs at home with a computer and with Audiologic, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a big advantage nowadays, and it works for artists and musicians.
Yeah, it's more accessible.
Yeah. Now, before we talk a little bit more, let's listen to another song of yours. Wir hören an dieser Stelle Lobsley nochmal mit Hurt Me. Dann quatschen wir ein bisschen weiter und wir verlosen die letzten Tickets für die Show heute Abend. Lobsley mit Hurt Me auf Flux FM. Holly Lobsley Fletcher, wie die Künstlerin mit vollem Namen heißt. Sie spielt heute Abend im großen Berghain und freut sich schon. Sie hat auch schon die Bassanlage lobend erwähnt. I just told people that you were talking positively about the PA that's in there. You're going to have a great sound tonight.
So intense.
Yes. Intense feelings, intense frequency feelings. We've listened to Operator in the very beginning of this talk, and you once told an interviewer that Operator was thought of like an opener, a door opener for the LP. How did you come up with the idea to lure people into the album with a door opener song? That's a great idea.
I was listening to Manhattan Transfer like really late in the studio, and I actually only listened to the start of this song and then just sampled it. I've still not listened to the whole original song.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So I don't know what it sounds like. But I came up with the concept, which is quite prominent throughout the album, which is like long distance. And used it through the metaphor of, a phone.
Yeah.
And ring it like the old school operator.
Yeah, that's what I love about the fact, because it combines old school elements of storytelling, like an operator. I mean, you don't press the one anymore and be like, can you please connect me to? You know, it doesn't happen anymore. So that's old school, and the sound of the song is so old school too. I really love that.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of disco records to try and understand like, oh, the strings come in here, or this is, the different mixes.
Yeah. You've analyzed those disco songs very well, because it's like, it really feels like a classic to me. And it's partly because of the sample that you used, but all the parts that you written and recorded for that song,
they
sound so old school as well. It's just beautiful about that song. And how did you come up with the Manhattan Transfer sample? You just found out about that band, listened to that sample, and that was it? Or,
you know, when you're on YouTube late at night and it goes from cat videos to baby videos to random disco tracks to Soul Train.
Yes.
So we were like, we'd have the Soul Train, the video where they're all dancing.
Yeah.
And then we put different like soul and disco tracks on.
Okay.
And just watch it for hours and kind of space out a bit. And then I came across this song and,
it's beautiful.
Sparked something, I think.
Yeah. And it's, they were okay with you sampling it? Was it complicated to get to free?
I think it was just standard, and I don't think people anticipated the song to be as successful or to have like a remix that like DJ Kotze did.
We have to play that remix more often as well, because it's beautiful. Yeah, but I really love the fact that you were able to use it, because nowadays so many people try to avoid using samples because it might get complicated. And I think sample-based music has always been interesting to me. It's always been an interesting art form.
I think there's a difference between sampling like Michael Jackson and sampling Manhattan Transfer.
That's true.
One's going to be a lot easier and less expensive.
And you did use the sample in a very special way, so you didn't take the chorus and made your own chorus out of it. You used it to sprinkle.
Yeah.
It's just used as a sprinkler kind of in the song. So that's a snapshot from time. Yes. You're a classically trained musician. I think it was the guitar that you learned classically and the oboe.
And piano.
But the oboe was only... It was only thrown into the mix because he wanted to be part of the orchestra.
Yeah,
and that was the only instrument that was left, right?
And I really fancied like the guy who played the saxophone as well.
Oh,
so
really?
I was like, I've got to get into this orchestra.
So you could stand next to him with the oboe.
But the oboe always gets the solos.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know how to play. Like, I was like grade five and everybody else was like off on a different level about to go to music school. So I completely winged the whole experience being in the youth orchestra.
But I mean, it must be an advantage to be a classically trained musician nowadays, and to just to be able to read sheet music and stuff. I mean,
it'll take me quite a while to get back into it, but okay. to have that ability is like something that I owe my parents for forcing me to do piano lessons.
Yeah, so this is the one extreme of Lapsley, I think, that you were a trained musician. You knew how to play the piano years before you started your musical career. And on the other hand, you were fleeing your home as a teenager. You mentioned that before.
To go sneaking out, illegally
visit raves.
Yeah.
And when I listen to your music, I think that the music that you have on your album right now is the perfect combination of those two worlds. You know, there's a classically trained musician who was a freak for a few years as well and did forget about all these, it's pretty
naughty.
Yeah. Don't you think that how important was that mixture of these two extremes for the record?
But I think I was quite an extreme child, and I was definitely unhappy in so many aspects, and that resulted in me doing really weird things like going out and sneaking out of the house. But yeah, it definitely, I had an appreciation for both classical music and for electronic music.
Yeah.
And both complemented each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the beautiful way of complementing each other, the way that you present the music on your album. And then another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is the fact that you use that these vocals, but we've talked about that a little bit, the way that you use vocals, that they may sound male or female. We talked about that already, I remember. Now let's give away some tickets for tonight. I'm sorry, it's a Thursday. Those are the craziest days here on the station. Let's give away some tickets for tonight's show. Das sind die letzten Eintrittskarten, die man überhaupt noch bekommen kann für Lapsley heute Abend in der Panne Bar im Berghain. Wer da welche haben möchte, der ruft jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. I'm sorry, Berlin 2000 9000. Ruf mich an. Wir haben Tickets für die Lapsley Show heute Abend. Die letzten Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Berghain. Holly, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you.
Thank you.
I think we'll meet again pretty soon. Do you?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that we'll meet again. Lapsley, thanks a lot. Hier ist die Nummer zu hören mit Love is Blind. Bye bye. Push me aside when the day